Let's go now.
Welcome to the Walmart World Radio Podcast. The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Bo Show.
Hey, it is the Bo Show. Heading over to line 23. Wendell, is this you?
Yes, this is me.
Hey, Wendell, what can I do for you today?
Well, I want to do a shout out for everybody in all the stores, including mine, for a happy Thanksgiving and holiday, and all the amazing work that everybody does for Walmart.
Wendell, I appreciate you and everything that you're doing in the store as well. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy that downtime, okay?
And you do the same. I hope you and your family have an awesome holiday.
We're giving thanks on the show today with Thanksgiving just around the corner. Heading over to line 24. Is this Kim?
Yeah.
Hey, Kim, where are you calling from?
Tewksbury Walmart, 2222.
All right, Kim, what can I do for you today?
I just want to make a shout out to all the associates who's working hard, all the team leads, all the coaches.
Well, Kim, thank you. And you know what? Your last caller on this particular break that I'm doing on the show right now, I'm going to make you my associate of the day today. I appreciate you calling up, Kim.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Think you're Sherlock Holmes or something? We'll get that British accent ready. It's time for Detective Product.
All right, here we go. Let's have some fun while you work, while you shop today. Here's some clues to an item you could find at your store or at your club. Your job is to figure out what that item is with these clues. Here's clue number one. This item is probably one of the most personalized gifts you can give. And studies show that giving this item to someone improves both your mood and their well-being. What do you think it is? Call us with your guess, 1-855-925-7346, 1-855-WALRDIO. See if you can crack the case today with Detective Product. Hey, it is the Bo Show. What's your guess today?
I'm going to say a gift card.
I'm going to say you're right. Hey!
Woo!
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah, a gift card or a thank you card or any kind of, like, you know, holiday card, birthday card, really. I mean, right, Tanner?
You got that right. All right. Always a great go-to for the holidays.
It's got money on it, that makes it even better.
Hey! That's right. All right. Who's this?
Jamie from store 153.
All right, Jamie. Well, I appreciate you calling up. Where's 153 located at?
New Albany, Mississippi.
You know, it is the Thankful Show with Thanksgiving just around the corner. Anybody you're thankful for? Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
I am thankful for my father and my daughter and my awesome team back here in TLE.
Very good. I appreciate you calling up. Those that don't know what TLE is, that's Tire Lube Express or ACC these days. You've been there for a minute, I can tell, because you're going with the old school name.
Yeah.
Have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Thanks, y'all too.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
It is the Bo Show. As Thanksgiving approaches, now's a great time to give thanks to all of our veterans out there. With Veterans Day just a couple of weeks ago, we want to showcase our veteran associates and their stories, achievements, and dedicated service to their communities. Jerry from Store 7440 in Topeka, Kansas, is just one of these great associates. He served in the military for over 20 years and is now happily serving as an area manager with his new Walmart family. There are many more incredible veteran associates out there. Thank you for your service. And we encourage you to go visit walmartworld.com and read more about their stories.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Let's celebrate.
Just a minute.
Wait a minute.
Give me a minute.
Here's a milestone minute.
Hey, it's Bo. Every day on the show, we celebrate some of our amazing associates across the company in our stores, clubs, home office, supply chain, and around the world. Today, we take a trip to Missouri, store 32, and shout out 45-year associate Twyla. Way to go, Twyla. Next, we head to Texas, Walmart Supercenter 1257. Shout out 35-year associate Michael. Nice job. Another 35-year associate Brian in Dallas, Texas, Sam's Club 8242. And let's keep that 35-year streak going. William in South Carolina, Distribution Center 6014. Congratulations to all of our milestone associates. If you see any of these great associates, be sure to wish them a happy work anniversary this month. And don't forget to follow us for more amazing stories from our associates over at Walmart World on social or walmartworld.com. That's today's Milestone Minute.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Going to wrap things up here on the Bo Show today. The Thankful Show. Lots of people called in, gave lots of thanks for all kinds of different things. I really appreciate that. Tanner, we had a couple call off air. We didn't get a chance to air their call. Who do you got?
Yeah, so first we have Chris from store 621 in Lake City, South Carolina. He called in saying how thankful he is for the Live Better You program. Mm-hmm. He actually graduated with a bachelor in business and now is preparing for his master's degree.
It's really awesome. He said something about his daughter, I think, is about to join the Live Better You program.
Yeah.
It's just one of those cool benefits, you know, that Walmart offers. and Sam's Club, y'all. And then Ray called up from RC, which is the Return Center in Waco, Texas, 9153. Said they're number one out there. Wanted to shout out all of his associates for being amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you to all the associates. I'm also thankful for you, Tanner.
Oh, thank you. I'm thankful for you as well.
Thank you, Christina, Euro, Chris, Kirby, the entire radio team. I hope everyone has a great, great Thanksgiving.
Kirby Gwen and friends. Kirby Gwen has searched high and low from stores to clubs, supply chain, and beyond to find some truly amazing associates going above and beyond day in and day out. It's time for You Glow, Girl.
That's right. And today we are celebrating Kyla Lucky, the regional vice president for Region 47 at Walmart. We're also celebrating an impressive 38 years with the company. Kyla, having started as a part-time associate in toys during the annual event on the day after Thanksgiving in 1985, has now led to a dedicated career with Walmart. Her retail and leadership qualities have positively impacted numerous associates, and she's commended for her passion and contributions to the team. Kyla, thank you for all that you do, and thank you above all for being a part of our Walmart family. You glow, girl.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Is this big time, Brenda, I've got on the line?
It certainly is. You are so smart. I can't stand it.
Lake City, Florida's finest. Welcome back to the show, Brenda. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. What do we got going on today?
We are staying so busy. You know, just want to send a big shout out to Manager Sam, Team Lead Tavy, and we are like crazy busy, but that's how I like it. The busier it gets, the better I get.
Ooh.
And I'll give a shout out to Team Lead Paige and Linda here, who works at DSD. Doing a fantastic job here.
Have a good one.
All right,
one.
You have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, bye.
Have a great day, bye.
Busier it gets, the better I get. A big time Brenda original.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast. Live a healthier you. Here's Kirby Gwen with I Feel Good.
All right, it is time to take a look at some of the things trending in the wellness world. It looks like after all of the Turkey Day indulgences, experts are recommending to engage in a post-Thanksgiving workout to tackle any added pounds and to alleviate the guilt. Now, high-intensity interval training, aka HIIT, is suggested for building muscle and burning fat and maintaining a routine. Also, having a workout buddy during the holidays and avoiding those excuses in this season are also key in helping to curate that healthy lifestyle. You know, sometimes that hit can be a little intense, though. I just want to say, get out there and have a walk.
Yeah,
take
really
a walk.
Really any kind of activity mm-hmm. you do for yourself this time of the year, go ahead and pat yourself on the back.
Right.
It is hard to do that between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
So take it easy. Don't start training for the Olympics like 5 minutes after you have had that third slice of pie. Like, be gentle with yourself, but definitely.
Yeah, after thirds, go out for a run.
Dave. Oh, but yeah, again, cheers to everyone who is continuing all of their health regimens during this time of year. Definitely want to encourage it. Not an expert, but cheers to you, friends. I'm gonna take a stroll. Like I said, no HIIT workout after the pumpkin pie, but definitely a walk.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio. We've got my girl Yadira on the line from 567 in Caldwell, Texas. Yadira, who do you want to wish a happy holiday to?
I just want to wish a happy holidays to all the associates here at the store. I know it's almost there at the end, but we're almost there with all the Black Friday events going on, but I just want to wish them a happy holidays.
That's right. And a happy new year. We're calling in all good things in 2024, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything. All of it.
Yadira, it's always a pleasure. You have a good one, girl.
Thank you so much. It's nice hearing your voice again.
Same to you, boo. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast. This is the group chat with Kirby Gwen and friends.
All right, it is time to take a look at some of the stories trending across the world wide web. First up, Jamal Hinton and Wanda Dench, who formed an unlikely bond after mistaking Thanksgiving invite in 2016. Looks like they are gearing up for their eighth consecutive Thanksgiving celebration. Their enduring friendship, marked by traditional dinners, board games, and an annual selfie, has become a heartwarming holiday tradition that resonates beyond their initial viral fame. It's almost become like like a part of other people's holidays as well, because like you're waiting to see the selfie.
Yeah, it's a part of my Thanksgiving tradition now to look for their selfie on the internet. This, I love this story so much. 8 years later.
Right.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Because again, sometimes there are people who have been inviting their actual friends that they know consecutively for 8 years, and they have not shown up to dinner, that's sad.
Yeah.
Next up, despite potential weather disruptions, this Thanksgiving is set to be a record-breaking travel year, with millions of Americans anticipated to hit airports and highways. The Transportation Security Administration expects record passenger screenings, as with yesterday and today being the busiest travel days for air travel. An estimated 2.9 million passengers also this Sunday. Dave, you're going to be a part of that number.
Not in the air.
I mean, but on the highways.
On the ground, yeah.
The highways and byways.
And now from the desk of Kirby Gwen, here's Before You Go.
All right, friend, this is the part of the show where I always like to share just a little something from me to you that is helping to carry me through. And maybe, just maybe, it might help you out too. Affirmation for the day. I am happy and grateful for everything I have and receive daily. You know, during this time of year, it's so easy to get scatterbrained and just to be everywhere with our thoughts. But this is a reminder to be grateful and to be where your feet are, friend. Be in the present moment. Enjoy what is happening around you and let the rest take care of itself. You're going to be okay, boo. Happy holidays to you and yours. Thank you so much for listening. Stick around. The Chris Show is coming up next. And as always, love, remember, life, it is what you make it. So please make it a good one. Love you.
The Chris Show.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio. Is this?
Hey, this is Zach from store 2940 in West Monroe, Louisiana. I just want to shout out the entire store here at 2940. Everyone's working so hard to give all the customers the greatest experience this holiday season, and I just wanted to thank everybody.
Way to go, team, and thank you so much for calling in with that wonderful shout out. Have a great day.
Thank you.
This is Nicole, Kyver Walmart in Tennessee, 0175. I just want to give a shout out to the whole team at Kyver Walmart. Get ready for Black Friday. Mario, team lead over the grocery. Amanda, team lead over houseware. Barbara, team lead over toys. All of them. We do an amazing job right here.
Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Amy calling from store number 2335. I just wanted to call and wish a happy Thanksgiving to my husband, Roger, at store number 1138, our daughter, Alex, at 1396, and our daughter, Jasmine, at 3505. All our family works for Walmart, and I just want to wish them all a happy Thanksgiving.
Very nice. Thank you so much for calling in with that great shout out.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Happening in news that make you stop and say, wait, what? A Nigerian woman spent 11 days creating a 1,152-foot, 5-inch-long handmade wig that was certified as the longest in the world. Yeah, I bet it was. She said she used 1,000 bundles of hair, 12 cans of hairspray, 35 tubes of hair glue, and 6,250 hair clips to assemble it.
Oh,
my goodness.
My goodness. Real life Rapunzel, anyone?
Wow. Yeah. And animal rescuers in England came to the rescue of a swan that crashed into the top of a storage container outside of a store and became stranded by the small space. It was taken to be treated for minor injuries, will be released back into the wild after a few days. All right. Good on you.
Look at that.
Great job. Good job, guys.
Can you beat Chris in random trivia?
It's time
for Take On Me.
Today's Take On Me question is, which city did the phrase Black Friday originate? Producer Tanner, you got the multiple choice answers?
Sure do. Your options for today's Take On Me question are A, Boston, B, Detroit, or C, Philadelphia.
Boston, Detroit, or Philadelphia?
That's right.
So which of those cities did the phrase Black Friday originate? I think I might have a guess. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We found a contestant to take on Chris.
Let's do this.
Here we go.
Ready, set, begin.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio, is this?
This is Steve from 575 Woodstock, Georgia.
All right. You calling in to take on me?
I am, sir. Philadelphia. Do a shout out for everyone in this store that does all the hard work all year long and tries to make all the customers happy.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. Way to get that right. Have a great day.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Master Dad Joke Theater with Chris.
I don't get it. Producer Tanner, you ready to do this?
Let's do this. I am ready.
Kick it off, good sir.
Okay. What is a turkey's favorite dessert?
I don't know.
Peach gobbler.
Very nice. Which side of a turkey has more feathers?
I don't know. Which side?
The outside.
Oh, man. That's a good one. All right. Why was the Thanksgiving soup so expensive?
I don't know.
It had 24 carrots.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
How does a turkey travel?
I don't know.
By gravy train.
My gosh.
You got one more?
Yeah, let's do this. How did the salt and pepper welcome all the guests?
I don't know.
By saying seasonings greetings.
Oh, boy.
That's probably the corniest one yet.
Yeah. What sound does a turkey's phone make?
Ooh, I don't know.
Wing, wing, wing.
I actually like that one. That was good.
All right. Those were all delightful. If you got any Thanksgiving-themed jokes that you'd like to tell, all you have to do is dial 1-855-925-7346. That's 1-855-WALRDIO.
It's another epic showdown.
All right. It's another Thanksgiving-inspired showdown. Today, best Thanksgiving-themed movie. I hope you're ready, Producer Tanner.
Ooh, let's hear this.
We've got a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
All right.
Next one. Rocky.
Nice.
Next one, Spider-Man from 2002. And last but not least, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Wow, what? Those are some picks right there.
I typed in best Thanksgiving movies, and the last three, especially Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I know that's definitely a Thanksgiving movie, but the last two, I got to go back and watch them. Does Rocky happen during Thanksgiving? Maybe it does. Spider-Man? I believe so.
Yeah, I was trying to jog my memory of Spider-Man. I'm like, does that happen during Thanksgiving?
I think so. I think it's when he eats dinner with his aunt, Mary Jane, and the Osbournes.
I believe
that's the Thanksgiving scene. So, what a heck of a Thanksgiving movie list.
I love it.
I'm going to go Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
There you go.
Classic. Which one of those four will you pick, Producer Tanner?
I think I'm just going to go with Spider-Man.
Nice.
I like superheroes.
I almost said Spider-Man. I like all four.
Yeah.
What a delight. All right. Well, that's going to end it for our show today on that high note. I hope all of you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Always remember, it's a good day. Or a turkey leg day.
Thanks for listening. Take us on the go. Listen live at walmartworld.com and follow us for more on social at Walmart World. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.